Excellent. We're going to listen to some duets. So, leads and tenors to begin. Basses and baritones, I want you to audiate your part. What the hell is that word? What does that mean, audiate? Anybody know?
Raise your hand, let me know.
Yeah?
Sing it silently in your head.
That's exactly right. To hear your part in your head is to audiate. Okay. Listen, I'm encouraging you, finally, basses, baritones, to listen to the voices in your head. Great. Hopefully they sing for part harmony. Here we go. So, let's get a C natural. So, that's the lead pitch, tenors are there. These two parts singing through. I just want to double check intonation as we sing through. Basses and baritones, audiate your part within yourselves. Sit well, everyone. Two, breath, personal breath. Good. Reiterate each of those on with do's. Two, breath, and. Excellent, thank you very much. You all followed instruction. I have one baritone who's not following instructions and is singing their part. You're distracting me. I love you. Stop. Try again. Two, and up. Now, because this pattern repeats ad nauseum in the song, I don't want you to take breaths in between where there are no rests written. Instead, that means stagger breathe until you pass out. Or finish the song is really the goal. So, that makes sense, everybody? Great, manage that for me. And baritones, you may now join us. Top three trio. Here we go. Sit well. Fresh C. Thank you very much. Can you hear that this didn't quite match what we left with?
Yes.
Do you know why?
Tension.
Tension where? In your larynx. It's not high enough. You're trying to keep it too low. You're trying to make it sound pretty. It's okay that it sounds a little bit more nasty. We'll make it pretty later. Yeah? Let's sing it in tune now, because you practice, or you perform what you practice. So if I let you keep doing that, we're also going to go out of tune. In addition to this, there was something that a very wise barbershopper spoke with me last week concerning this process. When pitch is played, you do not hum your pitch. Wait until instruction is given to do so. Oftentimes what happens is pitch is blown, and some of us, we feel as though, oh, I can match that immediately, and we don't really do much thinking about it. And instead, I want you to allow that pitch to be part of your bloodstream and think it through before you respond. Oftentimes what happens is our gut feeling is actually lower than what is played. Okay, that makes sense?
Woo!
So pitch, thank you. says the person with perfect pitch in the room. So pitch is blown, and then we process it, then I'll cue you for starting pitches. Yeah, make sense? Thanks for the response and your attentiveness to that. Sit well. Here's the pitch blown again. Starting pitch. That's it. With do as the syllable. Two, three. That is really nice. Can I add some shape to that?
Yes.
So what I mean by that is that's super in tune. It's supported. It has overtones in it. You're transferring skill. I'm so proud of you. Okay, so now next step is let's put some shape to it so it's exciting to listen to and more fun to sing. The note change is the important bit. So we move to the note change, and then away from that note change. Do, 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 do. Got the idea? Crescendo, and then when you get to the whole note, that's when you can take your tenor and get away from that. Everybody with me?
Yep.
Cool. And that goes for the top three parts. One, two. two, three. Can it still remain buzzy? Yeah, and by that point that we actually have some changes there. But that's not bad. Good for you. I like the shape. Can you make that consistent throughout the arrangement? I know that that seems maybe a little boring, but actually over time, the crescendos will be small, and the decrescendos will be small, and then they get bigger as the verses go by. Got it? Basses, because you have this extra movement in there, your goal is to get to the downbeats of every bar. So those extra eighth notes that you have that nobody else has, those are little mini crescendos to get to the downbeat. That makes sense?
Yep.
Basses, sing with us. Here we go. Four parts. If Christ sits well, don't hum your part. You may NG your pitch. Good choices. Basses, a challenge for you is to keep your tongue high when you sing the low pitches. You might also find the tip of your tongue, I'm not just talking to the basses now, do you notice? That the tip of your tongue can sit between bottom row of teeth and lip, bottom lip, yeah? Probably not between your bottom row of teeth and your top lip. Yeah, okay, great. Here we go. One more time, pitch. Thanks for not humming immediately. Here we go, one. Two, and singing with shape. I love it. Basses, I think my demonstration maybe could be a little bit more clear. Your first bums ought not to be too loud. You have to go somewhere. Yeah? So make your beginning, make your first bums small, and then your last bums big. Cool.
Okay.
We're gonna hear that, yes? A big last bum. Here we go. Try that again. And basses, you don't have to worry about doing the same shape that the top three are doing. You have a different shape because your line is different. That makes sense? So as they swell, you don't need to. Here we go.
Yeah.
Your shape's different. All right, here we go. Sit well. Last chance for you.
One, two, three.
Duets between baritone and tenor. When we get those, that's movement towards the note changes again, and then But the you're going for your first note change, tenor baritone in measure seven. And then when you get to the second note change, which is the middle of measure eight, that's when we decrescendo. So then we can ramp back up for the next phrase. Am I making sense with all that?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, and I'm writing it in my music because I'm making these decisions. You ought to also.
Okay.
Ah-oo-do. Okay. So, for demonstration, do, 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 do. Am I making sense with that phrasing now?
Yes.
Yeah? Baritones included, you understand that you're part of that shape now too, yeah? Cool. And basses and leads, because you're not moving, you're not doing anything, you need to do that shape with us also.
The track moves. Is that something that maybe I just the only person notices for the
no, we all need those.
We're not doing that.
We're not. I think we talked. Dan brought that to my attention.
Okay.
There's doubling that happens if you sing it that way. Not interested. Keep it on the same pitch and just keep it easy for you. Cool. But you're still doing that same shape. Okay. So you're crescendoing to beat three in measure seven, and then you're decrescendoing starting at beat three in measure eight. If you have further questions about, wait, what beat, where is that, ask a friend. Okay. So, with that, that's turning out quite good. Leeds, I've got to, I need to put you on in the spotlight for a second. Last time we sang this, there were multiple different versions of what that pitch's note change was. That was very unified and agreed upon, and there's way too many of you, which is a good problem to have. But that you're all making the same change together, that's huge. That's what I asked for not last week, but 2 weeks ago, I believe. And you're doing that now. Thank you very much. This is the kind of movement forward we always want to see and experience in rehearsal. Thank you. Well done. So, can we put some of that shape in there as well? Let's start at seven, nine, starting at measure five. Everybody with me?
Yep.
Here's a fresh C natural. Nobody sings their part. Don't hum. That was the encouragement. Don't hum. Cool. Do it one more time and just listen. One, two, seven. Decrescendo right before it, so that's okay. Let the ah be subito big. Suddenly is what subito means. Suddenly large, or suddenly. that's when I woke up this morning. I was suddenly large. Suddenly louder, okay? Grande. And then let's decrescendo that ah into the oo. And then when we sing, stay with me, when we sing the do's, our goal is to get to the downbeat of measure 16. So we'll crescendo the do's, which start in measure 15. crescendo the do's into 16, and keep it nice and strong through 16, and then 17 day crescendos. That means get to the downbeat of 17 and then start to peter out. Are you with me?
Yes.
Peter, there's a joke in there, I'm sure. So, your shape was much better. Good job. Start at the ahs at measure 13. Give us a fresh C, please. Thanks for not humming your pitch. Try again. Can you NG your starting pitch here? Bass at 13. Cool, and that, I did say NG, didn't I?
Yes.
Yeah, NG, your starting pitch one more time. Great choices, keep the larynx high. Measure 13, top of page 2. 1, 2, on, ah. Nice and big. Good, give me more dynamic shape. You start large, and then we take crescendo. 2, 3. Excellent. Now, could you not lose the resonance between those? What you're doing is you're going and changing the resonance. Don't so it stays forward, but it doesn't change its resonance. 2, 3. Crescendoing in measure 17, I think you gave it away way too quickly.
Yeah.
It should take the entire measure in 17 to get softer so that at the downbeat of 18, you've got somewhere to crescendo when you've got somewhere to go. You decrescendoed way too quick. It was really by beat 2 that you were at the volume that you should be at the end of the measure instead of on beat 2. Are you with me?
Yeah.
Decrescendos usually happen way too fast. We want them to take more time, almost to a point where your audience doesn't even know that you've decrescendoed. They're just along, they're riding the wave along with you. And they're like, they might be hit by immense beauty that they wouldn't even be able to like, wait, I'm feeling feelings. Why am I feeling feelings during this song? That's our goal. Are you with me?
Yes, sir.
Great. I love that you're digging in and giving us the energy. Stan, here's measure 13. Give us some shake as you sing. Don't hum your starting pitch when Bob gives us a fresh C. NG, your starting pitch. Go. Great choices. Keep the larynx high. Bass baritones especially. 2, ah. Is applicable to the next 2 verses. Everybody understand?
Yep.
Fantastic. Chad.
Eric just answered my question.
Fantastic. I'm glad he's there to help out. So we move.
Just to let all the baritones know, we're singing an octave with the basses, not the C with the tenor.
13. Right. We're singing an A there instead of
it should be
C.
Oh. Yes.
That is one.
Wait, was that at measure 32?
17.
Yes, it should be, wait, let me double check. It is natural. It is not flat.
That's a B natural in 17.
At 17, and it should be reflected in the tracks. Okay, 17B is natural, it is not flat. Cool. I apologize about my lack of clarity. It is supposed to be a natural. Good, good, good. Okay, let's sing the tag. This is, or the last verse. Said the king, yeah? Let's see how you do. Leads, I'll just be honest with you, I'm just sharing this right now. I'm nervous and worried about you.
We are too.
You should.
Great, because this is different. It sits in a different part of your range, and it requires different kinds of singing. Great, here we go. Maybe, Spencer. All right, here we go. Here's a fresh C natural, nobody hum. Can you hum the pitch for said the king, said? And G. Leads, said the king. Is what we're after. There you go, here we go. Said the king. One and two, slower, go.
Said the king to the people
differently. So consider singing with a really healthy approach to this sound. Leads, I don't mean to belate or talk about this too much, but look at the size of your section and everybody else's sections this evening in this rehearsal. You do not have to sing loud. We're gonna hear you just fine. Yeah, just sing healthy, and if you do that, it naturally is going to be louder anyway because it's all agreed upon and in tune. Fantastic, great. So I'm going to give you another chance at this last verse. Leads, measure 59. Last two pitches are not accurate as a section. Okay, so I encourage you. Take a look at that.
Listen to what I say, pray. Listen to what I say, pray.
Got it? That's what we're looking for. So just look and listen for that. It's close, but it's not quite right yet. Good. Basses and baritones, and especially baritones. Those last three pitches bring us light. Is larynx low, larynx low, larynx low. And it needs to go the opposite direction. You get younger as you see those last. That's right. Making smart choices is excellent. You're not the only one. That's why I said baritones and not shag. Okay, that's one. And two, basses, when you're singing, goodness and light, bring us light. Almost all of you sang, and light, bring us light. And we lose you. We can't even hear that bottom note. Tongue has to remain high, and it almost has to feel like you're speaking there so that we can hear you. I don't want you to focus on singing the low notes. The low note will come out if you think that you're speaking it, and it'll cut through. And then, bring us light. High cheekbones, high larynx, you're a younger version of yourself. By some of you, 20, 30, 50 years. Okay, got it? So singing really young at the top there. And it doesn't have to be loud, it just has to be nice and easy. Good, here we go. Let's give it another shot. Tenors, you're great. Here we go.
You may as well.
MG, you're starting to pitch for the word said on bottom of page 5. Excellent. I can already tell you that some of you, when you NG, you're allowing your larynx to drop and be low, and it sounds heavy. I hear it, it's out of tune. If you keep the larynx high, with that tongue position, we're successful. Thank you for the shush. Here we go. Fresh C natural, please. Keep the larynx high and the tongue high. NG. It's better. Baritones, many of you are the culprits of a low larynx. Get checked by a doctor. Sing words. 2, 3.
Send the king to the people everywhere.
In this section. The other times it is F to E and then stays E. This is the only one in 59. F, D, then moves up to E. That is intentional. It is correct. Sing it that way. It's not a misprint. Okay, fix that for us by next week. That would be awesome. But thanks for fixing all the B flats. Well done. Okay, then, basses, that was a much better representation of the ending. The challenge is the posting and sustaining of your breath and your air, and not over time allowing the larynx to drop. Baritones, you started similarly, where larynx was in a good spot, and then over time it started to drop. So keep the larynx in the same spot, nice and high, young, revitalizing. Cool, good luck to you. Tenors, something that I'm really enjoying is you have a lot of these, like, you have several high C's that you're singing throughout this section, but it's not overbalancing and it's not over pressurized. It's really well sung. Thanks for that. Leads, you could learn something from your tenors where they are singing, even if it's in their falsetto, they still are keeping a super high tongue. Let me demonstrate a little bit of what I'm hearing versus what I'd like to hear. Can I have a fresh C, please?
He will bring us
There's a lot of wispiness in that sound. There's a lot of woofiness in that sound.
He will bring us goodness and light. Bring us light.
I'm getting away from, it's less wispy. There's still some wispiness in there. But it's less wispy. It has more brilliance to the sound. And there's more clarity in that singing as well. Do you hear it? If you dare to sing in your head voice, not many of you, and I'm saying this with all the love in my heart, not many of you really have access to your full mixed voice to sing these pitches healthily and consistently. So I'm going to challenge you to sing more from that,
he will bring.
That last page, singing more of that in your falsetto, and challenging yourself to keep a high tongue and a high larynx as you do it, okay? If you're like, am I one of the ones that has the mixed voice? You can ask me away from the microphone. Okay, great. So we can do that. Leeds, you're also going to have to fix the last bring. It's not in tune yet. And it's just a half step down from where you just left. You would think that's easy. It's not. Because it like modulates and changes right there. It's a little funky.
Bring us light. Bring us light, bring us light.
Those are the pitches, that's what we're looking for. You can practice with me at home. But also your rehearsal tracks have that in there. Circle that last bring for me and make sure that you nail that to the wall. Because that's the only thing that's holding us back from those last three chords being really close to being in tune. And then baritones, if you're going to make the ethical choices there of the bring us light and sing it in your falsetto versus your mixed voice, again, there are a few of you, some of you, but few of you who actually have access to your consistent mixed voice. So otherwise, you should probably sing in your falsetto and same instruction that I just gave the leads, high tone when you get there.
Bring us light.
Can you hear a difference? I'm literally changing the shape of my cheekbones and my tongue flat. It's literally what's changing there. Okay, be mindful of that as you practice at home. Good job! I'm so proud. Well done.